Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
We're back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
That's how we speak of Darren Dreger every week. Nothing else comes close. He is our hockey insider from TSN, and the season is nicely underway. Hi, Dregs. How are you? Oh, he's muted. He's muted, Marty.
Oh, no. What happened?
I don't know.
I think he's. We've lost the audio with Dregs, so we'll have to try to work. Or maybe he's doing it on purpose, like he got me before, where he's moving his lips and nothing's coming out. So let's see if we can get the audio figured out on our end with Darren Dreger. But anyway, Dregs has been busy, Duffer.
Mm-hmm.
He's been busy digging in all on the contracts and doing his own podcast. And Dregs, we think we got you now. Can you say a few words?
I can't see you guys, so I can hear you.
Oh, there he is.
You're perfect.
Have you got
okay,
me?
Sounds good. Yes, we do.
Okay,
so
perfect.
You're all set. We see you. We hear you. We're all good.
All right. Well, then,
remind me
just some of the technical snafus that we deal
arena.
With in pro hockey coverage, right?
That's all right. Hey, listen, before we get going, Steven Stamkos is making an appearance on the Ray and Dregs podcast. What else can he talk about other than the fact that he's with Nashville and is he still... Like, want to talk about Tampa?
A little bit. I mean, obviously, anytime you interview Steven Stamkos, aside from being a beat reporter in Nashville, that's among the first things that you want to talk about going into the new year. What was it like? You know, when did he know that, you know, it was over in Tampa Bay? And he legitimately says, look, I held out hope that there was going to be something done, that I'd be staying in Tampa Bay until July 1st. And then I wasn't. But... So, you know, he acknowledged the disappointment of not getting the extension. What I didn't bury anybody in the process. He's a smart guy. He understands the business side of things. But the thing that he shifted over to was a level of appreciation. And, I get this. When you've been with an organization for as long as Stamkos was in Tampa Bay, it's just the same old. It's the normal. So you don't know what other teams think of you. You know what your team thinks of you. Yeah. You know what your coach, your manager, for the most part, thinks of you. But he said when it became clear and they felt like they had to cover their bases and they had to have conversations with teams like Nashville and maybe there are a couple of others, to hear the general managers and the coaches speak as glowingly of him and his game as they did late in that process, he goes, yeah, maybe I shouldn't have been surprised, but he was a bit surprised. So he's looking forward to the year. And the Nashville team looks pretty good. So I don't think that it's going to be that difficult of a transition for Stamkos.
Well, Nashville got their deal done with Saros before. Now they just need him 100% healthy. And yes, I agree, Nashville does look good on paper. What's your takeaway from the early games so far this week? Sorry to see that, Paul Cotter's early Art Ross chase has been delayed now by his former teammates. And delayed. I mean, he's right there. He's only 1 point behind. I'm not going to rule him out of the race, but nice to, he's behind Eichel and Barbashev now after their 4 point nights. But last night was wild. Like, what's your kind of big talking point right now, Dregs?
Yeah, I mean, just that, just how wild it was. I mean, the game that had some normalcy to it was Toronto and Montreal, right? And Montreal, I suppose, surprises the Maple Leafs with a 1-0 shutout win. Sam Montembeau was really, really good there. Toronto, better 5-on-5. They just couldn't capitalize. But, you walk away if you're Toronto disappointed going into New Jersey tonight with a 1-0 loss. But then you look across the board. Look, the New York Rangers are a really good team, but did we actually expect that they would absolutely pummel the Pittsburgh Penguins in the fashion that they did last night? That Penguins defense is in dire need of some attention in a hurry. Now it's one game, all right, pump the brakes, I can understand that. But as we could see, it was like the Rangers stars absolutely had their way with the Penguins by and large. I mean, Tristan Jarry made 35 saves in a 6-0 loss. So, that was one of the many. I turned away, if we shift gears over to the West, Calgary-Vancouver. Vancouver's leading that hockey game 4-1 after one period of play. And I'm like, all right, well, I'll start to watch the second. Second period is 4-1. Turned away because then I got lured by Edmonton and Winnipeg, and that was turning into a whitewash. And then I turned back, and the Calgary Flames have clawed their way back, and then inevitably they find a way to win this thing in overtime. So it's a small sample size. It was tremendously entertaining from start to finish, aside from, of course, the terrible incident that we saw with JT Miller taking down Kevin Rooney and Rooney almost having to be stretchered off the ice. But it was full value for the dollar, at least from where I was sitting on my couch. So more of that. We know we're not going to get a whole lot more of it as the regular season continues, but I'd take more of what we saw between the Canucks and the Calgary Flames last night.
I was asked on TSN by your good friend Gino Retta the other day, what goalie situation around the National Hockey League are you more worried about? And I said the Colorado Avalanche and Georgiev. And so I'm asking you a this or that or the other thing. Is Colorado, Vancouver without Demko, or the Edmonton Oilers because of how bad everybody looked in the crease in preseason and now in game one? Which one of those three situations are you more worried going into, I know it's one day, but still the start of the season?
Yeah, probably Vancouver, but worried on a short term. I mean, the sense is that Thatcher Demko will be available in the next 3 weeks or so. 3 to 4 weeks, going into our our regular season preview on Monday. So we're still kind of in that dynamic. And not to put this on Artur Sheedloff's, Vancouver collectively needed to be better. They looked pretty solid initially, but he was part of the problem. Stu Skinner with the Edmonton Oilers last night, Leon Draisaitl just looked out of sync. That defense in Edmonton is going to need some immediate attention. I mean, immediate attention. They've got the firepower up front. That's pretty obvious. Now, Chris Knobloch is going to have to do some tinkering in the top six. Jeff Skinner was basically a no-show. He really was in the preseason to a point where they demoted him temporarily to the third line and then pushed him back up. But they don't really know where this guy fits in Edmonton. So it's one game again. Yes, we're just qualifying every time we say that and look at some of the concerning elements. And I'd say the same thing in Colorado, guys. I mean, you know, Colorado, for the most part, looked okay last night. And then the Vegas Golden Knights with their big line of Eichel, Stone, and Barbashev just simply ran away with it. So it's not just goaltending in all three of those cities, but a better quality of goaltending is essential for them to have any success.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Season is always officially underway when you get the most excited version of Mark Stone.
And, oh, yeah.
And he was at his best last night.
But what a play, though, by Eichel, slided over to
but
him.
But what a backhand goal by Barbashev later. And two for Victor Olofsson. And I'll tell you, the one was just like, he was shooting from a position where you just didn't see him often enough, consistently enough. And if he starts to go to that area with this Vegas team, it will be a bet placed on himself that will pay off handsomely after this year, because he's more than capable of scoring. And night one good returns were really good. Oh, my God.
Good for him.
Absolutely.
Drags, I have a question, and maybe just take a step away from the National Hockey League, but there's been a lot of talk about the NCAA and the CHL, Canadian Juniors. We know for many years now, if you played Canadian Juniors, you were considered a paid athlete and you were losing your eligibility to play Division One. You had to play one game, right? But obviously, our area, Buffalo, a lot of younger kids, you know, 16, 17-year-olds, have had to make that decision. Do I want to go to major junior in new OHL? Do I hold off and go to college? Now, this is not going to be a problem anymore. Yeah. What are the details that you can kind of enlighten us on, and when is that going to be available with the two leagues and the two situations working together?
Well, implementation will begin August of 2025, so next August. And really, this is a byproduct of the class action lawsuits that we know are still pending that are out there, where families have challenged the ban, the NCAA ban. And the NCAA is going, okay, well, we're not going to deal with this on a year-by-year basis moving forward. And it's a legal issue that we know is simply going to compound. So let's just eradicate an issue. And that's what they've done this week. And, you know, they voted in favor of eliminating the ban, but there are still some pretty obvious restrictions, right? So every player is going to have to go through the eligibility center, which is a clearinghouse. You've got to pass all the academic requirements. And that's where I think it gets a little bit tricky and may not include as many players as some people are worried about from a CHL perspective. You know, if you're looking at 19 and 20-year-olds, again, academically, you can't just be sitting on the sidelines and not going to school and then put your hand up in the air and say, okay, yeah, now I want to go to a top school in the NCAA. That's not how it works. There are very specific academic requirements that continue to swirl around. So I guess what I'm going to watch moving forward here is how it's going to impact the various feeder systems around North America.
Yep.
Let's look at the USHL for a moment. And I don't think the USHL gets enough credit for the work that they've done in the last 10 years of providing the National Hockey League with quality draft picks, certainly rivaling and in some cases bettering the Canadian Hockey League and its three leagues. So now if you're a family, are you looking at the USHL? Are you looking at the BC Junior, some of the junior leagues in Canada and going, all right, well, if I put my 16 and 17-year-old in that environment and I know they're going to get quality ice time, does that put them then in a better position to either go to the NCAA or if there's a better opportunity in the Canadian Hockey League, they can still go there? So we don't know how this is going to play out. It's one of those we're going to have to look back in 5, maybe 10 years. But this was a legal position that the NCAA felt like they had to pursue.
Here's one from out of left field or the left coast. What do you expect from Macklin Celebrini and the Sharks tonight, this season?
Yeah, it's a good question. He's such a dynamic player, right? But no different than Connor Bedard. And Celebrini learned this in the preseason. It's a much different sport at the National Hockey League level. He's not going to have the time and space that he had. I mean, that's, again, pretty obvious and pretty clear. And Bedard learned that in the National Hockey League last year. But he's such a hockey IQ-driven guy that he's going to make some really, really good plays. I think Mike Greer is going to continue to do his best to insulate Macklin as best he can. And no different than any other young player. I mean, yes, of course, this kid comes with a level of pedigree, but it's a marathon with Macklin Celebrini or any top pick overall, any first-round draft pick. When you're in a rebuild, it's about the marathon and it's not about the sprint. So they'll give him opportunity, but they're going to manage his ice and they're going to manage back-to-backs and they're going to do all the things that the good clubs do with these budding young stars.
And let's stay on the West Coast quickly because maybe it's West Coast, East Coast thing. Like Ullmark signs this deal, 4 years, $8.25 million. But Joey Decord, 5 years at $5 million. Dregs, I mean, I did not see that coming. Joey Decord getting that term and money. How did that come about? Like the fact that the Seattle Kraken, with Grubauer still under contract for 2 more years at 5.9. Like that's
right.
I don't get it.
I do. And I, you know what? I give Ronnie Francis credit for this one. I just had a conversation with a high-ranked player agent who does not represent Joey Decord, but he does represent other goalies. And whether it's a goalie or any positional player, it doesn't matter. Sometimes you've got to go through some real tough times and you've got to take a step back before you can take that leap forward. And that's exactly what Joey Decord did. He wasn't afraid to play in the American League. I mean, that was part of him developing as a late bloomer. But you know what the magic number was, Marty? He was the 50 games that he played and the above 900 save percentage that he posted last year. And Francis and the Seattle Kraken going, okay, yeah, this one's going to sting, you know, for the time being. But we believe in the upside of this guy, and it's not going to get cheaper. Joey Decord is going to get more expensive moving forward. So I think this is more about the body of the work and then Decord proving that he can be that level of goaltender at the NHL level.
Last one really quick. Where does Shesterkin's number end up?
I think he takes 11-5. But who, is Panarin the highest paid? I should know this for the New York Rangers. I think yes, he'd love to get 11-7 to put him at the top of the financial food chain in New York. Whether or not the Rangers want to get to 11-5, I guess we're going to find out. But it does feel like that's what he's looking at.
Panarin is 11-642-857. So give him 11-642-858.
Yes, and on
$1,
$1 exactly. Dregs, thanks so much, and enjoy the hockey this weekend. We'll see you next week. There he is, okay, hockey insider Darren Dreger from TSN. We're back on Sabres Live.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.